There's not many times that St. Paul is not very direct and does not speak right to the point. And he did it again in the reading today. Brothers and sisters, we are not in debt to the flesh. Very powerful words to maybe hear and to even reflect upon. I don't know if any of you are in debt or have ever been in debt before. So maybe paying money, paying a car off, or paying house payment, or maybe other particular bills. And there seems to be you are in debt. You're connected. You can't do anything but pay off this debt and controlled by it. We are human. We are in the flesh. But we are not in debt to the world. We have become a new creation. We have been born again in the Spirit through the sacrament of baptism. The Holy Spirit has come upon us and has canceled, has paid off the debt, our debt, to sin and to death. We are no longer in debt to the flesh or to the world. Must we serve the flesh? Must we serve the things of the world? But only to serve God and to live in the Spirit. And maybe the question that I would just ask of you, and maybe your homework throughout this week and throughout the next year, is how do I move from the idea that I feel in debt to the flesh to truly believe that I am alive in the Spirit? I think for all of us, maybe for some of us, maybe we are more alive in the flesh. Maybe the Spirit is kind of dormant in us. Maybe for some of us, and I think many of us here, maybe some of us, a little bit of us, are alive in the world, alive in the flesh, and are also dabbling and alive in the Spirit and want to be in the Spirit and be for God. Maybe even a few of us are desiring to be more led by and guided and filled by the Holy Spirit and less in the world. We are all in different places. But I hope and I pray that the desire of our own heart is truly to be alive in the Spirit, to recognize our debt to the flesh and the world has been canceled, and that our life is with the Spirit and with God. Having a conversation, just a quick conversation about Pentecost and Holy Spirit and this weekend, the person I was speaking with in conversation had said, you know, it is the Feast of Pentecost is rightly so. And it fits right in, and I had never focused on this before, but there is only so much that we can do in the flesh, right? Maybe there is so much that we can think of, there's so many things that we can solve, there's so many things that we can figure out. Our movement and ability in the flesh is limited. Maybe even we look at that and mirror the sense of Jesus and his apostles and spending 3 years with them, then Jesus dying and rising from the dead and coming back to his apostles and speaking to them for 40 days. And then after that 40 days, he ascends into heaven and says, I will be sending you the Holy Spirit. The apostles also recognizing maybe there is so much that they can do as humans. There's so much that they can understand, so much they can comprehend. And there has to be a transition. There has to be a movement that moves from the world and our flesh into desiring to live in the Spirit and to live as Christians, to live as Christ, to love like him and to live like him. There has to be that particular transition that takes place. It doesn't mean that we can't do it ourselves or we're not trying hard enough, but are we open to the Spirit that is present to us? The Spirit that we receive at baptism, the fullness of the Spirit that comes at confirmation. I was able to witness yesterday at an ordination, Father Henry Finch receiving the Holy Spirit as the bishop, and then all the priests would get to come and lay hands on him, calling the Holy Spirit to fill him, that his ministry may be led and guided by the Spirit. For all of you who are in the vocation of marriage, the sacrament of marriage, it is the Spirit who takes two and makes them one. It is the Spirit that continues to guide the love of a husband and a wife, two different people from two different places to desire to love, to die to self, to share their faith in the Spirit with their children. It is the Spirit here in a few minutes that I will, with the epiclesis, Father Joseph, myself, lay our hands over this simple bread and simple wine and call the Spirit into them. And what do they become? becomes the body and the blood of Christ, this spiritual food. So for us to desire to be of the Spirit, it is the Spirit that has brought you here to church this morning. It is the Spirit that will lead you out today to go back into the world. It is the Spirit that will accompany you each moment of this day and of tomorrow and the next. It is the Spirit that will bring you back to Mass next Sunday, maybe bring you to daily Mass, maybe bring you to other activities throughout the week, that you may continue to grow in your faith and your understanding of God, and to be in communion with the Spirit. So may we recognize that we are of the Spirit, and that we may desire to be filled and alive and to let the Spirit grow in us. You know, as I was reflecting, and I don't mean for this to be a sidetrack, but I was reflecting this week on just the Spirit and kind of the world that we live in. And many times Spirit, sometimes we say people are Spirit-filled, or this nation or this country or this people were filled with the Spirit. There was a determination. There was a connectedness. They were driven. They were focused. Many movies, it's kind of interesting, if you think about all kinds of movies, many of them seem to focus in on stories of people that were Spirit-filled or driven. They had a purpose and a place, whether it was a baseball team or a football team, or whether it was a country, or whether it was a war, or whatever it was, seemed to be something that united them, that drove them together for a certain position. Pretty sure if Father Brian was here, we'd be talking about Star Wars, huh? And I would just encourage you, that's a neat movie, and if you ever get a chance to watch it again, I really encourage you to focus on the Force as the Holy Spirit, and just to watch the development of Luke throughout the three movies, right? First, he doesn't understand it, and then he hears a little bit about it, and he recognizes that it's part of its past, and maybe it's in him, but he doesn't know how to control it or use it. And then there's people who teach him, right? Particular people who show him. And then it's even very powerful that he struggles with it and even wants to give up a few times. And there's some wisdom figures there that teach him and help him. And then even, too, the power of the Force that even converts his father back. So for us, how is the Holy Spirit converting us? How do we pray the Holy Spirit to enter into our children and to enter into our siblings and our family and our community? How do we pray that the Holy Spirit may lead us and teach us, and may be docile to the Holy Spirit and be taught by the Holy Spirit? Yes, you will struggle with it, and you should struggle with it, and I hope you struggle with it. I hope you don't give up. I hope you keep coming and desiring to be encountered and led and guided by the Spirit. The church that we live in today is led and guided by the Spirit. We only can be called Christian if we are truly alive with the Holy Spirit. We can only have connection with Christ, actually alive in us, if the Spirit is in us. We can know a lot of knowledge about Him through reading and history and whatnot, but for Christ actually to be alive in us, the Spirit has to be present. I pray every morning, the sequence that we sang today, I pray that prayer every morning, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, that my day may be guided by the Holy Spirit, that I may be open to the Holy Spirit. I hope and I pray that you may begin to move more from the world of the flesh, to recognize you have no debt or allegiance to the world. May your allegiance, may your trust, may your connection, may you be driven by the Spirit. And I believe that if we desire to know, love, and serve Jesus Christ, the only way that we can do this is through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will make us those joyful disciples we desire to be.